You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Let's get to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. On the BetQL Network.
Noel, hot pass. Runs it down, puts it up, late clock. Oh, are you kidding? Okay.
Hey, Paul, we were talking about how we agreed on all the games, even though you're not betting every side. If we did a four-leg money line parlay of the four sides that we like, Kansas State, UConn, Florida Atlantic, UCLA, so two favorites, two dogs. 16-1.
The game plan that Dan Hurley and his staff laid out was executed to perfection tonight. They went wire to wire, and they went at 88-65.
Florida Atlantic a chance to take the lead, and it's going to be Forrest again. Cash money from Michael Forrest.
Arthur for the lead. Three-point game. Hawkins. Huba. And Campbell. It would have counted had it gone, and Gonzaga survives. They're going to the Elite Eight in a thriller.
Welcome to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski with you. Isaac Trotter coming up on the show of 24/7 and CBS Sports. But before we get to all of that, we finally had overtime. Michigan State, Kansas State. That game was so good. Marquise Noel broke an NCAA tournament record with 19 assists. Incredible, amazing, spectacular, whatever you want to call it. I watched that no-look alley-oop so many times. He's staring at Jerome Tang. It was awesome. So fun to watch. Just a great night for the show as well. Spectacular basketball. We'll get to how terrible Rick Barnes is and can't get out of the Sweet 16 in just a minute. But let's talk about Michigan State, Kansas State, Joe.
Oh, man. There's so much to go over with all these games. How about this from the betting perspective? That we talked about all week how Michigan State was favored. It got out to 2.5 earlier on in the week. For the majority of the week, it was Sparty minus 1.5, the only game where the lower seed was actually favored. And then due to the action late, K-State actually closed as the favorite. So, like, Paul had a note, like, three dogs went outright, but I'm like, not really, right? Because Kansas State ended up being a favorite, and if you played it at the last minute, they end up covering. But, like, based on the conversation all week, yes, they were the underdog. Were they not right? I mean, you flip favorite a couple different times, the favorite, and we go to overtime, which means it's a coin flip scenario. The first overtime of the tournament! It finally happened. Yeah. The first game in that Sweet 16 round. The hometown kid does it at the Garden. Is it not a dream come true? I mean, Noel was fantastic. Fantastic. And K-State, they hit 61% of their twos. They've been dominating that in the tournament. Almost 50%. On their threes, and there you go. There's Tom Izzo after the game saying the Big Ten is the best conference in the nation. Okay, Tommy. You suck. The Big Ten sucks. We've been saying it all year. Everybody knows it. We faded every tournament. Stop. We don't have to go that far. The over hit by 53. 53 points, the over hit. Part of that because of overtime, but, man, that was crazy. That was a great way to kick things off. Aaron, I don't know that it's possible tonight matches what we saw last night with all the games.
I know. It was so good last night. I mean, the next game, Gonzaga beating UCLA, they had a massive comeback. They were down double digits. Drew Timmy, 36 points. He was amazing against UCLA. And really, the Zags needed all of those 36 points from Drew Timmy. But don't tell Drew Timmy that UCLA has one of the best defenses. That dude didn't care. He went off. He's been on the team for a few years now. And some people were, you know, throughout the season saying, oh, he's not that good. I mean, what is it? Big time players show up in big time moments. And he certainly did last night.
Strother. That's what that was about for me. From the logo, another hometown kid. He's from Vegas, and he steps up to the logo, has a free look. I mean, in that split second, when he took that shot, aren't you like, oh, no. Oh, no. What are you doing?
And oh, no. I was thinking, oh, no, from the
You're like, it's in? Really?
Yeah. It was. I didn't.
You thought it was in.
I thought it at,
right away.
Yeah, I thought it at the time, and then I saw someone, I guess, that – I don't know if Jace Wright said it after the game or – but I thought it at the time. Like, it was the Villanova play from North Carolina. Like, push the ball up, trailer, and just dead on.
Yeah.
So I will say, there were a couple – I got a little piece of Gonzaga in that last time out at plus 150 on the money line to alleviate some of our parlay loss. So I was just waiting for it. But the other interesting thing about that game, 145.5 was the opening total. It got up to 164.5. It was 160.5, 158.5 at halftime. And Mick Cronin says during his halftime walk-off interview, like, we cannot keep going at this pace. Like, I don't have the bench for it.
Yeah.
So I played that too. Like, and honestly, it was, if they had gone to overtime, they would have all been dead. But there was an opportunity there as well where two teams – that pace in the first half was not what I expected, but then it ground to a halt in the second half. And if UCLA doesn't come back from 10 down in the last minute, it probably stays. It might stay under the opening number.
Did you happen to see what it was around the time that UCLA was up 51-38, the money line, since you were checking on the live stuff?
No,
I did hear at one point it was UCLA minus 1,000. I don't know if I got higher at all, but yeah, I mean, I was thinking, I'm like, oh man, we're sitting pretty. Then the Bruins miss 11 straight shots. And that's what Cronin's talking about. He knew that was coming. You can't hang with Gonzaga. There's a reason they're the number one offense. 20-4 run. And then on the losing side, you know, it's not going to get talked about because their season ends, but I mean, Hawkins was awesome too. He's just as good as Timmy. He had 29 points. In that game, but you know, it's funny. I think there are a lot of interesting themes. So in these first couple games, we talked about the hometown heroes, Noel and Strother. Okay, coming up in big moments in their hometown, dreams come true. Another thing is how the market moved. So the market also moved in favor of Gonzaga right before the game. This thing closed at a pick 'em at a lot of spots. So and that ends up being a winning bet. And the other thing is injuries. We didn't know about UCLA. We didn't learn anything last weekend with the Jalen Clark stuff because of the poor competition they played. And then we saw it last night. One of the top defenses without Clark ends up giving up 79 points. And same situation in another game that we're going to be hitting in a minute. But those injuries that so many of us spent so much time discussing 1 week ago. We talked about it, but I noticed a lot of people, you win two games, even though they're games that you should have won in most cases, you win two games, people stop talking about the injuries. Like, oh, they're fine. They're fine now. Don't worry about the injuries. No, those injuries were lingering, and it really hurt UCLA. Don't you think they win that game with Clark last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. But, you know, I mean, Gonzaga, I think they deserve it. They've been, like, you know, expected to go far in the NCAA tournament and fell short. I mean, I'm not saying they're winning it all, but things are lining up. And sometimes you need a little luck and things to go your way to have a special mm-hmm. season like this. So.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, their next opponent, not lucky in that draw. I'll tell you that much.
Love this for UConn.
Yeah.
Love this Same. For UConn.
I have
but we
futures
need
on
UConn
both
team.
Those teams, so I'm just like, wow, what a matchup.
Where do you want to go next, UConn?
Oh, man. Sure. So UConn dominates from the jump. I mean, it was just over. I kind of was like, do I need to keep watching this one? Didn't you feel the same way? I was like, oh, I could probably flip this off. Just, you know, keep it on the other screen, check in on it. But it felt like it was over from the beginning. Sanogo, 18 points, 8 rebounds. What were your big takeaways from this one, Joe?
This is the game I watched the least of all of them. Mm-hmm. Because when you see the score, like, I don't need to spend a lot of time with this. This is outright domination. You know, early in the week, I felt it was a tough call with the number of 3.5, 4. But the more and more we talked about this, especially yesterday, that's how I landed on UConn -4. I'm like, there was, of all the games, this one had, to me, even though it wasn't the largest spread, the best possibility, the highest probability of a blowout given this matchup. And that's exactly what we saw. I know they're all 4, but when UConn is at their best, they're as good as anyone in the country. I don't care what the number is next to them. They probably shouldn't be a 4 based on their resume. That was a bad move by the committee, but they're as good as anyone. And once again, and it happened last night, and it's been happening every game in the tournament, they kill you on the boards. Plus 17, just defensive rebounds last night. They had a 32-15 advantage on Arkansas. So yeah, UConn in a blowout, over hits. UConn looks great. And then we've had our friend from HaslamMetrics.com on the show in the past, and I took a look this morning. He has UConn. He moved him to number 1 in the numbers. They're number 1 above Bama, above Houston. They're number 3 in KenPom.
That's a good point. Like, did they get some of the seeding wrong? Because UConn was pretty high up in KenPom for a while. Weren't they like 4? And it kind of makes you wonder, because we all bet it. I mean, I got 20-1. I think Paul has a better number, 25, right? And so what is yours on UConn?
24.
24. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I just was thinking about it today. Like, did they get that wrong? You know, did they get FAU wrong?
Well, you know what it is? It was, you had the hot start. They're 14-0. And we were talking about them back then. Like, I think Joe G had a future on them. He was certainly talking about it. And then what just stuck in people's craw was losing 6 of 8 in conference.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier, Providence, Marquette, St. John, Seton Hall, Xavier again. Just that really stuck with people. Their awful January. But it was clear after that they figured it out.
They got hot.
They were back to the team they started the season with. But if it wasn't, what if it was like 4 out of 8 instead of 6 out of 8? They probably would have been a higher seed. But yeah, I mean, they're as good as anyone. Great value
but
on
that. You look at Gonzaga got hot late too, and UConn. Yep. You know, they both started figuring things out. Maybe there's something to be said about that, you know?
Yeah. North Carolina, the hot team last year.
Rick Barnes.
Let's do it.
Telling everyone.
Let's do it.
Don't do the Rick Barnes thing. And here he is. He hasn't got out of the Sweet 16. He only has, actually, I should say, three times in his 40-year career. I mean, just disappointing. We kept saying this, this is going to be tough, but can we do the Rick Barnes thing? And sure enough, they end up losing. In 36 seasons as a head coach, I mean, he's had teams loaded with talent. Barnes has one Final Four, two Elite Eights on his resume.
55 points. That was our warning to the people. Their offense sucks, and it sucked again last night. And here's the other the story I was alluding to with injuries coming back to haunt a team. People stopped talking about missing Ziegler. They stopped talking about no point guard for Tennessee because they won two games, because they took care of Duke. Oh, they're fine. Well, they were not fine last night against Florida Atlantic. FAU plus 9 defensive rebounds. And the injury came back to haunt him, and Barnes was part of it. It was the highest point spread of the day, sitting at 5.5. I couldn't imagine laying 5.5 with Rick Barnes in the Sweet 16. You've got to be on some serious drugs to do that. I mean, that's just obscene. And we warned people about it in Survivor. Do not do it. I don't care that it's the largest point spread. And we always respect the betting market. Don't do it. I mean, that's why we were talking about the late moves, which ended up winning. It was the second most popular pick. 28% of the Survivor pool was on Tennessee. I don't know why those people put all their money. You get that far and you put your money on Rick Barnes. You know it's not going to happen. Come on.
Not only that, but if I'm a recruit, I'm not going to Rick Barnes. I don't want you as my head coach in the NCAA tournament.
Man.
If I have other options, I'll be like, listen, I read about the history here, and I am not on board. You are not the guy I wanted for me in the NCAA tournament. Just can't do it.
Nope. No chance.
Sad situation.
Yeah.
Survivor, well, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying to know.
Well, we're under 100 now. We're under 100.
Wow.
And 28% had Tennessee. 13% had Michigan State. Those were the second and third most popular picks. Here's the lead to me. So we're at 99 out of 972. 99 left. Three people didn't enter picks after getting this far. Three people. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday until the first game tips. You had all this time. You are in the mix for some big time dough. Nah, I'm not going to enter my pick. Thankfully, I didn't have to deal with any emails or anything. One guy admitted in the replies, like, I'm one of them. I thought I entered it.
Well, if they saw your tweet, they might have been scared to say anything. You threw them all under the bus.
Well,
this is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Up next, we have more action tonight. Will it match up to last night? Whew, it's going to be tough to beat. That's next on the BetQL Network.